With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Jurors will resume deliberations this morning in the criminal case against President Biden's son. Jury members are weighing whether Hunter Biden is guilty of three felonies stemming from a 2018 gun purchase when prosecutors say the younger Biden was in the throes of a crack cocaine addiction. Also on SRNnews.com, in a pre-recorded message to the people attending an event hosted by the Danbury Institute, former President Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, says everyone needs to pull together to preserve their values and freedoms.
You just can't vote Democrat. They're against religion. They're against your religion in particular. You cannot vote for Democrats, and you have to get out and vote.
The Danbury Institute promotes Judeo-Christian values and wants abortion to be, quote, eradicated entirely. The UN Security Council has approved its first resolution endorsing a ceasefire plan aimed at ending the eight-month-old Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The resolution welcomes a proposal announced by President Biden that the U.S. says Israel has accepted. There's no lack of reaction to a four-day election that's shaken the European Union's parliament to its foundations. Analyst Matteo Villa with the Italian Institute for International Political Studies says Italy's EU election was interesting.
Especially it was a strengthening of support for the two biggest parties, which are, you know, the Women Party of President of Italy, Meloni's, and the opposition party of the Democratic Party. So the two ones get out stronger. It also is a result in favor of stability of the political system, which is quite surprising for Italy.
Pro-European parties remain the biggest in the 27-nation bloc's assembly. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 137 points. This is SRN News. Iraqi Christians mark 10 years since the coming of ISIS.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers have approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 69, sparking a riot and several days of protests. This is SRN News. Guilty pleas have been made in the fentanyl daycare death of a New York toddler.
Prosecutors say two men connected to a toddler's fatal opioid overdose at a New York City daycare pleaded guilty to drug charges and causing bodily harm. The men, both from the Bronx, admitted to storing fentanyl in the floorboards of a daycare's playroom. Felix Herrera-Garcia pleaded guilty Monday to three felony drug trafficking charges. Prosecutors said they secured a guilty plea from Paras Pereres. The alleged operator of the daycare and a second person also faced charges. One 22-month-old child died from ingesting fentanyl. Three other children survived after medics administered the overdose-reversing drug Narcan. I'm Norman Hall.
Gas prices are once again on the decline across the U.S. That's bringing some relief to drivers now paying a little less to fill up their tanks. AAA Motor Club says the national average stood at around $3.44 a gallon. More details at SRNnews.com.